After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, guys? We are back again for another week of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Season 9, Episode 8, entitled The Kids Are All Right. Well, we will figure out if they are, for sure. I'm your host, Tyra Prude, and I am joined by my lovely co-host. To the right upper hand of me, I have Elgin. Say what's up to the people.
Yo, yo, what's up, guys?
Yes, and behind him, under him, we have Evan A. Hey, girl.
Hello. Hey.
And then we have Alfie trying to sneak and play his video games while we're shooting right now.
We're in quarantine. Everybody just, you know what I'm saying, multitasking, have a great time. You know?
Multitasking. Well, there was a lot going on this episode. We're going to have to talk about, of course, this crazy birthday party where BK was completely disrespectful and crashed it, being messy. Scrappy and Bambi, they're finally semi in good terms with their mom, so I can't wait to like talk about that with you guys. And then of course we have to talk about Kendra. She's finally back. We kind of forgot about her and her wedding with Jock, so I'm excited to dive into that. And then of course we have to talk about what happened with Kirk Jr. He's officially out of jail, so they had like a serious talk. We got to dive into that. And then we have, as always, our news and gossip special segment, and then we're gonna be out of here. So what are your overall thoughts on the entire episode, starting with you, Evan A?
Okay, well, I just have to say that what is up with the people and their interviews, y'all? Like Kendra with this blonde hair, Sierra with these long, extra long fingernails. We had Erica Mena last week with the boobs. Like, it was, I cannot with the interviews.
Rashida had a rainbow hair this episode.
I like that.
Rashida was beautiful. Always on point. It's always on
Rashida
point.
Rashida is always on point. I don't have anything negative to say about Rashida. Love her. But everyone else, I was like, what is going on with these interviews? Like, I was distracted the whole time.
So, Evan A could not pay attention due to the interviews noted. Alfie, what did you think about the episode?
I thought it was good. There's a lot of juicy jewels that we could get into. I like to, I can't wait to talk about Sierra's situation. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was great. Yeah. And yeah, it was a little bit of ratchet fun.
It was a lot of ratchet fun. Not a little bit, a lot when happened.
Elgin should be proud.
Elgin, yeah. Right. Are you proud? How are you about this episode?
I'm happy. I'm so proud of this episode. So excellent. So awesome. And we actually got our first mention of the coronavirus in this first, like in the actual episode, which was kind of crazy. Mm-hmm.
And they were all thinking like how we were, like, yeah, this random virus just hit our city. We don't know what's going on. And then, boom, here we are. So let's just go ahead and talk about Sierra. So Sierra made it official that she was done with BK. She had him come to the house and drop off the keys, even though she accused him of breaking in, whatever that means. Fast forward to the party. He comes bearing gifts to the daughter and surprisingly to Sierra also. And it happens to be receipts that she's been cheating this whole time too. Okay, Evan A, because I know I feel like you got some stuff to say. How did you feel about this whole scene and how it all went down?
Well, first off, messy boots, BK. For even showing up, she told you you weren't invited. And then here you come inviting yourself. Nice that you brought the daughter 2-carat earrings, though. That was very sweet of you.
That was sweet.
Messy boots with the text messages and Sierra's behind. Listen, that, Chica, how you gonna be mad at him for having a girl rub up on his beard and you out here DM and texting
and shooter at that? Her baby daddy. Yeah, like, girl, I'm very,
but they
I
always
can't
say
anymore.
Exactly. And they always say when you're mad or paranoid about some mess, you're the one doing dirt. And she was. Mm-hmm. So I honestly felt bad for her last episode. But today, boo, my sympathy card, I snatched it. I snatched it.
It's gone.
Gone.
Alfie, you over here turning up your mouth. How did you feel about the whole situation?
Well, if we recall our last talking, how I said things that are applicable to right now. And you can see how the free willing people who like to just, you know, live that kind of fast life. I mean, I think you have to take it like a drug dealer. You can't get mad when you get caught up with the cops or you get mm-hmm. robbed by somebody. It's the same thing where if you out there, you allow yourself to be in the open situation or you got yourself jumping from guy to guy and then you trying to make somebody else act like they have to be goody two shoes to you, that's not going to work. For the messy women, their names and very horrible things that you shouldn't call people, but like you call men dogs, their titles for these kind of characters. And if you act like that, you can't play like you also the good girl. And in a lot of situations, I feel like, unfortunately, they come from broken homes or there's like substance and it's all people got issues. Even the guys got issues in some way where they're broken in some way where they can't really, you know, settle down or figure out that whole compatibility thing. I feel like you get into this high school world of foreverness where mm-hmm. there are multiple women, there are multiple dramas, and none of you are at fault, but always somebody's trying to blame somebody when all y'all out there crazy.
When all y'all, I completely agree. And it's just like, even watching this, I was like, just disappointed. Like you said, like you guys are putting yourselves in these situations. And I was more so upset. Yes. And I was more so upset that it just happened with the kids. Cause it's just like, what example are you setting for your children at this point?
Yeah, condoms,
this is generational. Like you said,
the cycle
like
they grew up continues. In these,
it's a cycle. And imagine being her, she just turned 15, seeing her mom outside argue with this man with cameras in her face and he pulling out. But that's the point of why she going through this stuff at school, why they can't control her, because you aren't controlled yourself. So she pulling out, he pulling out condoms, which are not your daughter thinking you would, I'm not gonna say the word, but
right. You
so
out here.
I just, see, looking like I was you out very here. Conflicted with that whole scene because it's just like, regardless mm-hmm. about the ratings for the people in general, you have to think about your children and how you're bringing them up. Do you want to see them act crazy years later on Love & Hip Hop 2? I don't know, but it's not for me to judge. I just think that they need to carry themselves in a better way. Elgin, what do you think?
It was just all ghetto, to be honest. Like, that's like...
Chalet, the ghetto! Okay.
This the ghetto, man. Like, this is your kid's birthday party. Even though, like, it's that factor, that unknown factor, or that random factor of him showing up, I feel like he kind of, like, that was femaleish behavior for him to do that.
Sure.
And I don't even want to say it's femaleish behavior because I feel like that is a bad connotation, but it was just not man-like behavior. Because why, this is someone's kids, like you not only are you affecting the person that you're in love with, but you're affecting their kids. Like, it's pushed past, you know, the mom now. Like, it's like in different territory. So for you to even think that was okay to do that and already coming in with a malicious intent, I just don't think that's like becoming of a man in any type of manner. In terms of Sierra, like cheating, like all that revenge cheating stuff, like it's just no point in doing that. Like, why even be mm-hmm. together if you're already gonna think of like cheating with other people? So that kind of makes me believe, well, were you cheating in your other relationships too? If this is like the same behavior that you did in this one, it just kind of begs the question. But I've come to terms that I don't want no Love & Hip Hop relationship because it seems like it's just a dud. Like,
no.
Everyone loses. Everyone loses in the whole situation. But I just am dying laughing because I was texting Tyra and I was like, why did this girl get a car? She's 15.
No, I wanted to talk about that. Thank you for bringing that up. First of all, does she even... I get it. It was a traumatic experience what happened at the school, but she had full parts and why she was fighting at school. Did she deserve this extravagant birthday? First of all, who has a sweet 15? It's sweet 16. You get a car, you get earrings. Like, why is she being rewarded? I understand we're getting our minds off of it, but I personally think that she should have been sitting at home for her birthday, have a candlelit dinner, and go on.
But I think that goes into the whole lifestyle of that lavish, you know, I want to be,
gotta be on
top notch. Everybody want to be Cardi B or some kind of, you know, movement like that. And even the guys, that's how, you know, Shooter treats his women. So buying his daughter gifts seems like something that's normal. Mm-hmm. It's kind of abnormal, but at the same time, you know, to each his own. You do see with your kids what you want. That's a great gift.
Yeah.
But Alfred, it does set a weird, unhealthy standard. So if she meets a guy, she's gonna want something of that nature or better. Mm-hmm. The values of a guy like that are like a Shooter. So she's gonna meet the same kind of guy that her mama chooses. And there's another thing. Romantic to pop up at places.
It's not a problem buying your daughter a truck. Let's be clear. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have the money to provide for your child, mm-hmm. yes, I would do it too. It'll heighten the expectations for whoever will come into her life. But if I can provide, why wouldn't I give my child what I couldn't give myself? Mm-hmm. But it was just the principle that did she deserve it? Just too much going on. At school, she at home, they putting restraining orders out. Like, we need to be going to counseling. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why
she should have had birthday gift counseling.
Yes.
That's that gas life stuff.
What
man.
Is going on that you are acting up in school? Because I can't figure it out. So we need somebody to come in and help. That's just how I feel. Mm-hmm. But I hope you guys don't feel that way about us at AfterBuzz. Alfie, can you please let them know how we can stay in tune with AfterBuzz during these crazy quarantine times?
Oh, man. I know how they feel. They love us. And we love you. We want you to continue giving us those 5 stars. Comment, subscribe. You're the reason why we are the ESPN of TV Talk. Get it? Talking that mess.
Subscribe. Well, we hope you guys are enjoying us as we are in our rooms or wherever we are right now, trying to give you guys the best content that we can. Okay, Scrappy and Bambi. So Bambi is pregnant. Scrappy is happy. How did y'all feel about how she presented the pregnancy to Scrappy? What do you think, Elgin? The whole medieval times.
Great. I love you that. Liked it? I love that stuff. I thought it was creative and it was fun. And it showed how much time and thought that she put into the relationship. Their relationship seems like the only one. Besides,
the only one,
I guess, Rashida and Kirk. But their relationship seems like the one that's actually, you know, really cool and wholesome, and they actually know how to separate their situations on the show or in life away from their personal lives as a family. Mm-hmm. So that is just extra cool in my book that they know how to do that.
No, I totally agree. Were you shocked, Ebony, that Scrappy was okay with it, or did you think he was gonna go off, especially since it was a weird setting for him?
Right. I mean, honestly, I didn't really think that he was gonna be that upset. I don't know why. I didn't feel like, I feel like lately he's been such a family man and so into his family that I can't even imagine that he would be upset about it. I think he's, you know, I think his reaction for me was like, okay, yeah, great. Like, he's happy. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why she was nervous about it.
Right. I'm like, I think it was just the way she was presenting it that it was just like, what is there, like, underlying issues that we don't know about? Like, why would he be livid? You know, you guys are newlyweds, you know, it's time to get them all out. Why you can't? Alfie, did you like the medieval times?
Oh, tribute, I love it. Whatever she did. By the way, everyone should go to Medieval Times or anything that does that kind of thing. I went with my school in high school, so it's an interesting thing. But at the same time, great experience. I like the big old turkey leg that you get from the fair. I feel like she was nervous because, you know, when you just get married, they got a bunch of bickering going on through the family. Hearing about another baby just might be stressful. You know, you never know what people's pockets are. or how their vision of what their plans are for the future of mm-hmm. the family. So that can be shaky-ish, even in a good situation where they're at. I feel like, you know, they have been the epitome of better decision-making that you can make with stuff going on. I like how they've been mm-hmm. handling the grandmoms. And mm-hmm. in Mama D's situation, if you're going to be that crazy and messed up, then you get information like that because people need harmony.
Yeah.
You get trickled down. If you want to be closer, you should do less. And if you
yeah.
want to do
let's,
more,
let's
then
talk about that. Were they wrong for not letting Mama D know due to the circumstances of what's going on between her and Cece? What do you think, Ebony?
I mean, I think that it could have been a quick phone call. Like, it doesn't have to be like a huge scrap. He could have just called his mom and let it just be
but
that,
you know how then Mama D is. A prince is coming into the kingdom. She wanted to have a grand announcement.
I mean, that's very true. Mama D is the queen of extra, okay, with her palace and all the little whatever she has in the palace, okay? But I feel like it could have been a call, but I mean, if she didn't want to find out about it on social media, it could have been a quick phone call from Scrap. However, the grandmas, y'all, I'm going to need the grandmas to get it
chill
together.
Because, LG, I know you acted a fool when you saw that voodoo doll.
Yeah, I was like, we don't do that around here. We don't do that voodoo stuff. Nah.
She said, yeah, you from New Orleans. And she was like, yep, you feel it? I said, okay.
I was like, hold up. Hold up. I shut up.
But we rebuke that right now.
We rebuke that.
I am so weak. But, I mean, in the end, they ended up coming together. Alfie, you just touched on how, like, you like how Bambi and Scrappy are, you know, handling themselves with their mom. So how did you feel, I guess, seeing them finally come together, even though Mama D still says she's on fire or some analogy she gave, I don't know, she gives so many, but yeah, just seeing that potential growth and just watching how I liked how they separated them in the rooms and just had like serious conversations,
like trying.
Yeah,
and for me, I feel like Ebony was right that, you know, you don't have to necessarily exclude people depending on how serious or how important it is to your family. I think that's the option. If you're not going to, you know, put hands on nobody and your grandmas, the grandmas are starting to get like violent and starting to do too much to where it could really be traumatizing. Mm-hmm. Because if the kids see that, maybe they'll start treating their siblings like that and it becomes mm-hmm. like that's bad behavior to have around. So a power move is, you know, saying, yeah, we're going to tell you. You're going to know. Of course, you're going to know about the child, but you won't be at the special event because you're tripping. If you want to stop tripping, mm-hmm. we could be closer and we could do things together. Things could be the grandiose way that you like it. But at the same time, you know, it's just, you know, fortunately, my parents get along and all that. So I don't have to worry about that. But for that, I would go with those kind of options, the nonviolent Malcolm X way, mm-hmm. Martin Luther King way.
MLK, I'm about to say.
Yeah,
no,
I was like,
I'm still military. I'm sorry, my hair be on that for life, but you know, with my family, it's very MLK.
Yeah,
well,
no,
I think it's interesting how Bambi was so nice to Mama D, like even in the other, oh, I'm sorry with you and blah, and you know, you were out of line with this, but like she was so nice to her. I was like,
mm-hmm. That's
I was
a good
not
point.
Confused, but I was like,
that was phony.
Okay, like you were really nice. She just did the whole obituary with your mom
with
on
your
it.
Your
like,
mom.
And you're kind of being cool. I was a little taken aback by her behavior.
No facts, because when you think about it, yes, this is my mother-in-law, yes, whatever, but this is the woman who like had me. I've known my whole life before there was a Scrappy that I knew of, I probably would have been ready to fight Mama D too. So
yeah,
I don't know. I think that is interesting how she was just kind of like laid out and chilled about it. And I don't know, maybe it's because she knows that Mama D is extra, but that was extremely too far. You don't print out an obituary. Like, you don't wish death upon people. So that's a good point. Well, I mean, I'm happy that they are working this out, and hopefully they can keep this going when the prince or princess does arrive to Mama D's palace in a few months. Speaking of in a few months or whenever they're gonna have this wedding, Kendra is back, y'all, And we finally get to see her in more of an exciting prep time for her wedding with Jack. Now, I just want to talk about the elephant in the room. Why was Carly Red there? I'm so confused. Was anybody else confused about that?
Just a little bit.
It had to be for show's sake.
I mean, because just a couple
in real life,
episodes,
you don't do that.
Right, yeah. Because in just a couple episodes before, we saw Carly, Jock flirting with Carly, and then it's just the principle that they have this history. So I just did not understand why she was in such an intimate setting like that. But Carly was there, and the whole gang was there. They had this whole spa day. They went to the drag race. They then got up and played young Jock, and everybody is turned except the mamas. Why did they invite the moms, Evanae? Please,
hey, that was
Listen, Eldon. First of all, young Jock's mom was with the mess. Okay,
for sure. Hold on, wait, pause. Before we talk about that, let's talk about how his mama was talking shit about Carly. Talk about I don't like her. I'm like, how did mamas come into the spot they haven't been? But you can go on. I'm sorry.
No, she was ready for it. Listen, I'm surprised she didn't say anything. That would have been some tea. Like, she should have went up to Carly and said some mess. First of all, poor Kendra's mom. Somebody needed to escort her out immediately. She looked so uncomfortable. She looked
she's
like
the mother of the church. Why was she there?
Why would you invite your mom when you know it was about to be wild? Like,
well, I mean, every now and then you gotta unlift the veil. You gotta show mama who you really is as an adult. If she wasn't scared, it won't go get that bad. I mean,
there's other ways you can do that. They could have had a little friendly gathering at the house with wine and, you know, bachelorette party games. And that's what she could have known her daughter. Not at the drag place where she's
getting
clearly
lab dances.
Yes, where she clearly opposes it. I guess we learned that her.
Listen, Shekinah, the way she was twerking that booty, girl. Okay?
That lady is wild.
I live for Shekinah, actually. I love her. Her energy. She just really be trying to get to the bottom of stuff. Even at the, Karis's birthday party. Right. She in there, Shooter, you know you should have kept Sierra. I'm just like, Shekinah, stay out of everybody's mess.
She in everybody business.
Everybody business. But I was shocked to see that this Kendra and young Jock thing is still going on. I mean, we know it was arguments with him getting a vasectomy and just all of these other things. So do you guys really think that, I don't know, Kendra and Jock still have a future? Alfie, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's a little ghetto. It's a little in and out of the box. I mean, he's been an artist that's been a wild boy for a very long time. So I feel like when you've been that for so many years, the person who's closest to you kind of knows you enough to know the boundaries that they have. I imagine there'll still be all kinds of craziness, but I think it's within the hue that he won't step too much out of the dog box and stay where he needs to be. But he is one of those ones who, you know, I guess some people, that keeps them fresh, that kind of energy. You know what I'm saying? They live off that. So he's probably like the old man. We talk about, boy, that girl's so fine. Boy, you still married. I know. I'm just saying.
But in all seriousness, who would have thought that this would be young Jock? I mean, I was in like, I don't know what grade I was in.
Hermed
in
his
house doing a little, when 106 and Park was on. I never would have thought that young Jock would be this person these days.
Don't stay together or not.
Oh, no. I really hope so. You know, they always say that opposites attract, even though I feel like, stay away from all that. But I feel like they complement each other very well, because he does seem like that
person,
like I said before. Yeah, because she's like that person that is organized. You know, she has a tight leash on things, and he's that person that sometimes does kind of goes with the flow. So maybe that would be good on both of them in the right circumstances, you know. And hopefully he has changed a little bit. But if he not, then he's just, you know, continuing that fact that these dudes ain't ish.
Yeah. I mean, I guess in a sense, in a business sense, they are good together. I mean, we saw a couple episodes back where he, you know, held the sexual, not the sexual assault, what was it? The sex trafficking. Panel, and she was there kind of like giving her spiel. So maybe that's what it is. They both have that business mentality of just like educating and just, I guess, expanding in other areas outside of TV. Ebony, are you rolling your eyes?
No, I'm just saying, I agree. I'm just, all I'm saying is I feel like at some point you got to grow. I mean, this man is almost 45.
At some point,
the game just got to stop, honey. You gotta stop. Put down the player card. You're over. It's done.
That boy's a Toys R Us kid. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's all million. He has, though.
Toys R Us back.
I don't know. Seeing that he ain't really putting out music, I don't know. Mm-hmm. How people really gonna be checking for new Young Jock music? So unless he do something for TikTok, I mean, he has a little Mimi in the trap, you know, so. I could do a little.
We fine. We okay with that.
Right. I think
done. I'm crying. But let's talk quickly about Kirk and Rashida. So Kirk Jr. is bailed out of jail now. And they took this as a life lesson for just the family in general to just show like things can change in a quick instant. And it can mess up our family legacy. So, I don't know. How do you guys think they handled that whole situation with, you know, Kirk Jr. going to jail and, you know, making sure that the family is staying on track to keep evolving? LJ, you're looking at the sky. What are you thinking? Because you're laughing.
I'm sorry. Because this is a serious topic. And I felt like the way that that situation was curated, it just wasn't, it didn't seem as compelling as it should have been. Like, it kind of felt like it was one of those things, like, yeah, we'll talk about it, but you know, I really, you know, it's like, it seemed like a flower moment. I feel like conversations like that, because let's be honest, you're not coming on Love and Hip Hop for that. You're just not. And it's going to come off when you do scenes like that, as it's just not going to be as compelling as it should be when you should be spending more amount of time on situations like that, which is why it kind of comes off as So I feel like conversations like that, it needs to be curated off camera. Like, you need to have those serious conversations. And maybe they are having those serious conversations off camera, but I feel like stuff like that needs to be talked about in a space where they're like, where people are actually serious about this, and it goes on for a little bit longer, you know, which is why we have television shows that are specifically for that, because it tells that journey, it tells that story over a long course of time, and it's specifically for that, and people know, the are able to gather information, know that these, you know, type of topics are important. So I didn't really get any like vibe from that scene. Like, I felt like it was just like a loose type of
it was
talk.
Just like a throw it in there, we gotta let them know what's going on. And
yeah,
how
like,
they
know,
try to sometimes sprinkle in like real world issues to just, I don't know, be a voice to the community. Do you think, I don't know, do you
but
think
I appreciate it.
Yeah, okay, so did he get cleared? Like, can somebody help me understand what happened? Like, I don't know, I'm still kind of confused on that part.
I think he's still going to trial for it. I think that's what that it might be a year from now. Like, when you go to jail and you bail yourself out, they still got to set a court date. And that's usually when people can't afford bail, they be sitting in jail until their court date. And then they figure out, you know, if they got to go to prison or how much time they got to serve, or if it's probation or whatever. It could be something that they get out that day. But at the same time, your court date is never the day that you go in. So in his situation, they bailed him out. I think it could have been shot better in a sense of in divulging how important that situation was and how serious it was. I think they just makeshift did it, like going to the restaurant and just being in that little corner, not sitting down, eating food, making it a thing, made it seem
like
more like chopped
and
screwed.
Like at home in an intimate setting
something. Or at least around more family members so they can voice their, how they get affected by what goes on with anybody who goes to jail for anything, and especially with something that got to do with guns. So I felt like topic wise, it's good to have your family there to pick you up, to bail you out, to be there for you. That's important. Not everybody has that. And it doesn't definitely don't come with a nice car pick you up and y'all dapping it up and then just, you know what I'm saying, make it seem like it's that easy. Usually life is a lot harder than that. So that the severity of that could have been done better. And I agree with Elgin on that. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely feel my problem with the scene was the conclusion that they came to was that like this could have a damaging effect on like our businesses and our family legacy. And I kind of was like, eh, like that just left like a bad taste in my mouth because I was like, the real issue here is that they trumped up the charges, right? That like black men get an injustice in the system. And like, if that was your point, then you're worried about a family legacy. At the end of the day, Rashida, if Kurt hasn't already effed that up already for you already, then it's like come on.
No
you're
one
concerned
can.
About
no one can, lady.
She don't hold no punches.
Okay.
You know who you're married to.
I'm just being honest. You put it on TV and I'm just being honest. So you're concerned about your son getting arrested and you have your man cheating on you twice and having a baby outside your marriage, girl, bye. Okay, like that is not what you should be concerned about in this situation. What we should have been talking about was the fact that there was an injustice in the system. That's what I wanted to hear, not the fact that this is going to tarnish your name because it's already done. If it's not done at this point, like there's nothing else that can happen to the Frost
She's
name.
She's the comeback kid. What do you mean,
Ebony? Y'all, Ebony, right, you won. Okay, we don't even have to talk about this.
You won.
I know who's the most turned up on this episode.
Right.
Focus on other things than that. Thank you, Ebony, for your time. But overall, yeah, I think it was a pretty good episode. It's crazy to me that next week is the season finale, but, you know, it seems like it's going to be a whole lot of juice, a lot of fighting. My girl, light-skinned Keisha, back. So
I know. Tyra's excited about that one.
Yes. So we need to get her on the show. Light-skinned Keisha, check your DMs after this.
Yes.
But let's go ahead and get into some news and gossip. What do you have for us, Elgin?
Yes. Let me make sure we got the news segment going on. No. So, but we got some good news. As Tyra said previously before, it is already the season finale of this season of Love and Hip Hop Atlanta due to production closing because of the coronavirus. So it's really crazy how production was halted. So we're just hoping that everyone just stays inside home. And obviously these protesters who think that their bodies are more important than everybody else and, you know, their privilege is okay for everybody else to die. You know, let's just, you know, stay inside, move right along. We also
Governor Hill.
Stop coming outside for lattes. You don't need those lattes or those caramel frappuccinos. But moving right along, we got Sierra and Spice. They have went live a week ago, actually. Talking about one of the episodes because of the situation with Kiomi. And Kiomi actually retaliated about the live that Spice and Sierra did, and it was kind of crazy. So if you guys want to go and tune into that, the videos are still up right now and they're easily searchable. But that is it with you guys on.
So wait, what happened with Keon? What happened in the video? Give us a brief synopsis.
Oh, okay. So there was one scene, episode ago, where Kiomi was with Shooter's son, and she said, "All right, you go get used to my cooking. We got a lot of time to do that." Sierra and Spice went live about that, and they tried to flip the story to where she thought that Kiomi was insulting her kid. So that is where the whole tension lied within the live, and then Kiomi kind of did a clap back at that.
She should have, spicy. Because Sierra, how did she get that out of that conversation?
Yeah.
Right. I think Kiomi was more or less trying to be like, you know, we have a lot of time to like work on this relationship.
Right. That was such a stretch. Well, yeah. Okay.
She wants Shooter, like you said.
Right. That's what she wants. Thank you so much for the news, Elgin. Okay, so special segment time. Who do you guys brought it this episode? Who was your favorite scene? Whatever happened that had you like, oh my God, or girl, shut up in Ebony's case.
Right, so you already know I'm gonna pick Rashida and Kirk with this lesson / not lesson situation. I'm upset about it.
What about you, Alfie?
I'm gonna give it to Sierra's stalker boo thing, and with the public service announcement, if they pull up to your spot unannounced, that's not sexy. That's love. I don't know.
I love it.
I don't know who does that extra, like, we need time, and they keep pushing. I had a girl who was like, why didn't you just pop up at my place? I was like, who pops up at whose place? Who thinks
you know,
like that?
Females like that. Like, if you block them, they like, why didn't you email me? What?
I leave
that's
you alone.
Not me. I'm not that type.
Yeah. I'll show you a better me with somebody else. That's how I'll show you. I'm not doing that. I'm not calling.
What you think? What about you, Elgin? What was your view on this episode?
Ebony definitely brought the fire a little bit earlier this episode today. This line, so I'm gonna give it to her.
Oh my God. I'm not even gonna lie, Ebony low-key seals the deal, but I guess Kendra in the drag thing was but I'm gonna talk about that's not as juicy. Yeah, Kendra in that at this drag show with her mama, who was just in here looking crazy at any and everything. She was just not happy to be there. And she probably cussed Kendra out when they left. Like, why would you bring
she did.
Because at this point, that's I don't even think Kendra told her where they was going, because she was so not okay with that. But guys, that's all I have. Do y'all want to do some quick predictions of how the season's going to end, or, you know, what's up after what we saw today?
And now, you're all about Buzz TV predictions.
Yes. What would you say, Alfie?
I can't really have to that to everybody in the show. This dude be moving in the streets.
Cool.
Okay, he the big fish.
Cool. So, Alfie, you have a problem. Oh, shit. What are your predictions?
Oh, he's going to be caught up.
Yeah, that's Akbar beating him up right now. But my prediction for it is that, yeah, it's about to get cracking. This is the last, you know, season finale, unfortunately. So I feel like, you know, it's no bar holds, whatever you say. There's going to be a lot of fighting, I think, especially with the trailer that we saw also.
So. Yeah, I agree. What about you, Ebony?
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to be interesting since this season seems to be a little shorter than normal. I wonder how they're going to end it and even like come back for next season since it was a little expected. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of like, okay, I can't see how it ends.
Yeah, I just want to see, I guess, we saying what we want to see, not predictions, but right. I'm just trying to figure out why Akbar, whatever her name is fighting. Like, what happens is that you... Like, at this point, everybody just needs their little storyline before the virus tap in. So, I guess my prediction...
It already tapped in.
My prediction is, the prediction. Light-skinned Keisha is... She was the one fighting Akbar. I don't know if they showed it or not, but... Yeah. But, yeah, guys, this is a good episode. Where can we find everyone on social media? Starting with you, Elgin.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Elgin_ball.
Yes, and what about you, Ebony?
Yes, and you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at EbonyChapman12.
Last but not least, Alfie. I'm going to translate for him. Alfred Nolan Thomas 2, I believe, on Instagram, and he has a new movie that he did the choreography for called Howard High that he wants you guys to check out. Of course, you can find me on all social media platforms at Tyra Prude Official, and stay tuned because we'll be back next week to cover the season finale. So stay home, stay safe, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.